Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, yeah, it is. Happy Wednesday to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Yes. Yes, Australia.
What a day.
Oh, I've got goosebumps. I've got like a little flutter in my belly. I'm so excited today. I was so nervous this morning before the result.
We actually had a very interesting chat just before where you said, I said, this has given me faith. This has made me so proud of our little country that we live in and all across the board. Yes, almost everywhere in the whole country. And you said you thought the margin was going to be bigger.
I thought the vote might come in about 70, 73%.
And I told you I...
You were worried it was going to be a no vote.
Yeah, not just worried. I thought it would be a no vote. And I dreaded the... And I'd already started thinking, oh, these poor... I knew so many people had gone out to these, you know, big public areas and parks and stuff to celebrate. And I was already thinking of the heartbreak that was going to happen.
It's no, just I had made faith so in our beautiful happy. Country. And not just for, like, my friends and family who can now do what they've wanted to do for a long time, but for our entire country. Like, I felt so embarrassed the last few years. I'm like, come on, Australia. This is what we're about. We're about being inclusive. And it was like, how are we, like, the last to jump on something that is a basic right? Like, it just made me so angry. But I'm happy today. We're happy.
And I'm sure you must be happy as a mum, too. I know, even when I'm thinking of my nieces, I think, how great that you grow up and you won't even be able to remember the time when this wasn't a thing.
I remember very clearly one of my very good friends when we were talking about this on the project last year telling me what his childhood was like as a gay boy. Yep. And I remember thinking, no child should have to feel like that. And hopefully with this vote now, we can head towards a direction where no child has to feel at all like they're on the outer.
Yeah. And I think particularly what a message to send to people, young kids in rural areas that already feel like they maybe don't have people to talk to. Maybe, you know, in cities, there's so many people that there's always going to be other gay kids around and stuff. There's people on their own in country areas where the challenges they must face, and they can turn on their TVs and look at people rejoicing all over the country who are just like them. It just warms me a little heart.
Well, it's done more than warm you. You've been a bundle of tears the last few minutes. I know why you're crying. Tell the good people of Australia.
No, it's just my friend has a gay mum. She wrote a lovely post. I can't do it, but anyway.
Can you share some of it with us?
Maybe next. I've got to pull myself together.
You don't have to pull yourself together.
Mate,
you feel the way a lot of people around this country feel, and no one cares if you shed a tear. We've all been shedding tears.
I've got something in my eye, mate.
131060, call us if you want to shed a tear. Call us if you want to celebrate. Call us whatever you want to talk about, this incredible yes vote we're going to be talking about throughout the whole show. So give us a call at any time with anything you want to say. I feel like we should, though, hear from the cheerleader, the champion, the almost the face of this campaign the last few months, the delightful Magda Szczepański.
What a monumentous morning.
Ladies, ladies, ladies. Oh, what a day. I said love, I said pet, I said please, I said yes.
Yeah. I love her so much.
We are trying to get hold of Magda. She's meant to come on our show today, but I did see an image of her dancing in a field and I've been told she is still dancing around. So we'll try and get Magda. If not, though, you call us 131060. We want to hear from you.
You can't argue with that. She's dancing in a field.
Not dance as long as you want the field.
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we have calls. Our phone lines are actually jammed. We have so many people wanting to chat with us. We are going to get to them in just a matter of minutes. But if you have been living under a rock and you haven't realised...
Well, you've been at work and you haven't kind of heard how it all went down. You just heard that there was the yes vote, but you don't know what happened. We're just going to talk you through it a bit. So it was the moment of his lifetime, I think, for the statistician.
Wasn't he beaming?
David Kalish, who came out to deliver the verdict. Mm. You know, this is him to start with. I feel like he rehearsed this joke a few times last night in front of the mirror and he nailed it. This was him.
I called this media conference to announce the results of the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey. It's probably the only time millions of Australians will gather to hear from the Australian statistician.
He's so nervous, statistician.
It's such a hard word to say.
Isn't it?
Even for a statistician.
Statistician.
He stumbled.
But he was ready to go and he delivered the result.
For the national result, yes responses, 7,817,237. Representing 61.6% of clear responses. 61.6% of clear responses.
It was quite hard because he had a 6-minute lead up before we delivered the result. I was like, mate, get on with it. But then I realised no one was going to hear anything he said after he announced the result, so he had to get out all the information before he announced it.
Also, this is his time, right? Until there's a referendum, this is the only time he's getting wheeled out.
So 61.6% of people said yes, 38.4% said no.
Also, a remarkable turnout.
Absolutely.
79, I think it was just shy of 80% people voted.
Especially huge number of young people voting was the highest turnout, I think 18, 19, 20 year olds.
So the highest turnout was those very young and those very old. They said
which is great.
The middle, it's great to see an energised, you know, young people. It's great.
Yes. And the biggest, the lowest yes vote was in New South Wales. So I think the gayest state was Victoria.
The ACT,
74%. They're right behind it. Yep. Then Victoria. New South Wales had the lowest number of yes votes. There were some areas within New South Wales, Western Sydney, some areas, I think, in the very top end that were high percentage of no votes.
You know what was fascinating about that? The highest percentage of no votes and some of the highest percentage of the yes votes, the highest no votes were Labor seats, so held by people who their party is on the yes side. And then, like, Tony Abbott's seat, Warringah.
Oh, that was almost 75%. Yeah.
And obviously
of people
one
voting
of the most,
yes.
Yeah, of people voting yes. Obviously one of the most vocal supporters of the no campaign.
I know.
So politicians just completely neglecting what the people of their electorate
want. Our Prime Minister wants to get this done by Christmas. This is the message he had to say.
The Australian people have spoken in their millions and they have voted overwhelmingly yes for marriage equality. And I say to all Australians, whatever your views on this issue may be, we must respect the voice of the people. We asked them for their opinion and they have given it to us. It is unequivocal. It is overwhelming.
So hopefully the Conservative wing of the party, there's talk, you know, they may make it a little bit more difficult to get through, but hopefully it still gets through. That's the crazy wing of the party who are saying things now like gay bakers might not even want to make cakes for heterosexual couples. And, you know, talking about at one point today, Kevin Andrews was on Sky News talking about not making cakes for Jews. It went weird, and I feel like let's not bother playing any of that because that's bringing the mood down. I have faith that this country is going to get the yes vote through, and our politicians are going to listen to the people.
Also, don't be put off by that. I was listening to a lot of analysis of it this morning, and it seems like that's a very vocal, very small minority. And even within, obviously, now their own party, they don't have the support to do that. Just quickly before we get to this first call.
Oh, because I can't wait to speak to Kate, who's lined up
here. To speak to Kate either. I just want to give a shout out to Queensland. Queensland are my favourite people. Like, I'm not born a Queenslander, but they are without a doubt my favourite people in the country. And a lot of the rest of the country sometimes thinks Queenslanders are going to vote the other way on things like this. Huge support for this in Queensland, particularly in a lot of the seats where you wouldn't expect it. Bob Katter's seat, where he famously claimed there was no gay people. It was only it did come in a no majority, but only 53%. Half of that seat of Kennedy still came out in support of yes. Queenslanders are bloody beautiful people. Kate, talk to us, Kate.
How are you going, Kate? How are you feeling?
I'm so glad, guys. I'm so relieved. I'm so happy. My beautiful partner, Jesse, I love you. We will be married, my love. And Australia, you've done the right thing. Equal rights for everybody.
Kate, I think you've said exactly how I feel. It's overwhelmingly happy, but also just so relieved. Were you stressed about this?
Look, a little bit, but I'm not so much for me, but I just think of the kids in schools and how hard it was for me in school. I lived in fear, isolation, shame. Who's going to accept me until I was 19 when... Kerry, I actually met you on the radio. I was with you many years ago when I wrote my very dramatic coming out story in a book called The Other Side of Blue. You were just as beautiful and lovely back then. But, yeah, it was really hard, and it is for many kids. And now they can go out there and proud, I'm hoping, and be accepted like the rest of us because, God, I went through hell and many others. And
Are you going to do the proposing, Kate, or are you going to leave that up to your girlfriend?
Well, she actually proposed to me about 4 or 5 years ago, and we had a commitment ceremony, so just something small. But this time around, which she sort of jokingly says, so if it goes through, then you can propose to me this time, and then it can be like for real, and can we have a really big wedding and a really big bash and do what we always wanted to do when it's for real. So like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right, we'll see what happens. So, yep, I'm doing it.
It's on. Bring it on. Bring party time, Kate. Well, I'm so glad to hear that you can feel positive and happy now and enjoy the rest of your life. Yes, with
Thank
your beautiful
you so
woman.
Much, guys. Thanks for all your
Good
support.
Good on you, Kate. Congratulations, Jessie, too. Are we taking more calls? We've got to go to Tunes, do we, Buzz?
Lots of happy people wanting to chat.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tunes.
Not even the tunes are making us emotional.
I know. It's just a wonderful day. It's fantastic. It is a little overwhelming, though.
It is, and you were particularly overwhelmed because a good friend of yours put a post on Facebook which has moved you extremely. There's been some amazing posts from people all over the country on Facebook today, including your gorgeous friends.
One of my best friends wrote a post on Facebook, and I was going to read it, and I can't. I get about a sentence in, and it makes me cry, and she's on the phone now. Cushy!
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm very good. I'm very happy. It's a great day.
Oh, it is a great day. What did you want to say, Kush? What did you say in your post today?
Oh, God, I'll probably start crying if I try and read it out too. But basically, my mum's a lesbian and she came out, I guess, when I was 9. And today I was at the State Library with my mum when that announcement was made. And I burst into tears and she burst into tears. We're both very emotional. When I was growing up, I grew up in a small town in Western Australia called Albany, and it was a town where there weren't a lot of kids who had gay parents. In fact, I think I was the only one that I knew of at the time, and I spent my childhood telling people that my mum had a boyfriend called Bob because I was afraid that, you know, they would judge me if they knew my mum was lesbian. And then
I love how you say it's a boring name and you should have been more creative.
Well, I was like, I should have gone with something like Pierre. Like, my mum's boyfriend's name's Bob.
Or like Chris. So, Chris that could have been a girl or a boy's name.
I know. I don't know why I chose Bob, but I did. And then when I sort of became a teenager, it came out. Obviously, I think the whole town knew. I mean, my mum's not a quiet person, and I'm glad that she wasn't. And she used to kind of parade up and down the main street in her leopard print dresses with her girlfriend.
Amazing.
So she wasn't that quiet about it. And so I started to realise people knew that she obviously didn't have a boyfriend. And so then I felt like I had to explain myself. And, you know, and I think today that was the thing that really got me, was that I really look forward to the fact that hopefully the children of people who have parents who are gay won't have to do that anymore. Oh. Like, I look at now the way that kids are received, and I was looking at all the kids at the rally today, and I just thought, I wish I could have been as openly proud of my mum as they all were of their parents. And I didn't feel like I could do that when I was a kid because it wasn't as accepted. And I think the vote today will just show kids that their parents are normal and
have you
and
had the chance
to have a gay parent.
Say to your mum how proud you are of her now?
Yeah, I do. And I look at what she had to go through to come out to her friends and to her family, and luckily we have a very accepting family, but it still wouldn't have been easy. It was in 1994. So yeah. I'm really proud of her, and I tell her that all the time.
Kush, we were going to have Magda on the show today, but we got told she's dancing in a field. I bet Bonbon's thrown a few back and is dancing in a field somewhere as well. Am I right?
She's been texting me photos of cocktails, so she's having a great time.
love you, Kush.
Thanks, Kush, for sharing your story. Finally, just before we go, we've got to play another song, but let's just go to Michelle Quisley. Michelle, quickly. I can't even talk now. Michelle, how excited are you, babe?
I'm just to the moon and back. I've been with my partner for 8 years and we have 3 beautiful girls as a family, and it's, I can't not cry because it's like you hold on to that belief that you belong to not only your relationship and your family, but you belong to the community as a whole. And I am so grateful from my heart to the community for really accepting that we are just people who love each other. That's And we want to have the same rights as everybody else and have the love to share to our family and friends, and showing that in the honour of marriage means the absolute world to us. And this is a great step forward. We couldn't be happier. It's a relief.
Oh, it is a relief, Michelle. And finally, Liz, you're in Sydney there. How are you feeling today?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy. Oh, my God. Beyond excited. My 15-year-old son is gay, and he, I suppose, for a while has felt like he doesn't belong. And today is a day where he can feel like he's accepted. And I've got 4 kids, and they are beyond excited. My 6-year-old came running in from school when she'd heard about the yes vote, like screaming. And it's just, this is what should always have been the case. We shouldn't have had to spend $122 million to get here.
No, but here.
We're here now. So well done, Australia.
Well done to you, Liz, as well. Awesome mum.
I didn't think I could be broken anymore. I think Liz just broke me more. Buzz, you got to do something.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Feeling crappy?
We want you to get happy.
Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've gone to water in here. We just had someone come in to drop us off something into our audio booth, and she said, "What's happening? Are you all sneezing?"
Yeah, have you guys got hay fever in here? Why are your eyes all puffy?
Oh, we are now meant to be chatting with Zoe Foster-Blake, who's joining us on the line, about her fart book. Zoe, you've walked into the middle of a flood of tears here. How are you going?
Oh, God, I'm
going
to have to lighten things up a little bit, aren't I?
Well, I mean, you know what it's like. Enough. It's like someone's farted horrifically in here to the point that we're all crying. It was nice to watch you last night on the project, Zoe, and you revealed a little about yourself, and Carrie also revealed a little about herself, that she's just happy to drop her guts all around the house. But you're removing yourself to the bathroom instead of farting in front of Hamish.
Oh, no. No. What I more meant was that I'm a closed-door bathroom user, but I don't fart full stop, so, yeah, I don't need to hide. It's easy.
Yeah, and you don't poo
either,
do you, Zoe? No.
I just try and be discreet.
I've got too many weird gastrointestinal issues to never fart, unfortunately. That's just the way my body is programmed.
Trust me, it's a challenge.
But Zoe, you have brought out this fart book. Of all the things you could have written about, why did you decide to, I mean, because it's a fascinating conversation, I'm sure. Why did you decide to write about farts?
I wanted to do a press tour and just talk about them non-stop. Well, they're very funny, and they're one of the funniest things, I think, for children, obviously, and parents, and, you know, when they start to understand just how funny they really are. And I understand they continue for some time, right through to, say 45 or so. but I just thought the only way I'm going to be able to deal with the farts that are going to come through my house is to embrace them.
Yeah,
and make him sweet and cute, and write a little book about it as a form of sort of, I guess, therapy, really.
Zoe, let's be honest. Is it just so you could sneak the term air biscuits into a book?
How good is it? Fart Simpson. So I call
Fart Simpson is great.
And I'm Burp Reynolds, and that's their alter ego, because I'm more of a burper than a fart.
Now, Zoe, I was out with a mate the other night, and he said he had to go because he had to go and help babysit your children. Did you know that the first night that you had away from your newborn, your man called in the reserve team to help?
Straight away, straight out the gate. Yes, I do know that actually. And it happened to be about 1,000,000 degrees down here, so I was freshing about that. I was kept texting, going, "Can you go up and check on the kids and see if they're exploding like a furnace up there?" But yeah, I know.
Temperature's a big issue, isn't it, Zoe?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like even as a parent now, I check on Evie about 3 times a night because I don't know if she's going to be hot or cold or what the temperature's going to be in her room. It's a weird thing to obsess over.
I would say my 95% of my anxiety is temperature related with my children.
So were you able to relax with your night away, or was it on the phone to Hamish the whole time
No, no, I was fine. This is my second child.
Okay.
Yeah, first child, it was a bit different. No, no, I had a glass of wine and just was so tired and so exhausted and happy to be in a hotel bed. There's no baby crying through the night. So, no, I was actually fine. So when Gary last night, it was actually fine.
Oh, great. Fine. And I just need to know, because I've just taught my nieces the joy of pull my finger. Have you taught Sonny pull my finger yet?
He's not very good at it, I'll be honest. He's got some room to grow. he's very close, though. But, yeah, he and his father, they shower together every night and do all the whole bathroom stuff, and I think that's where most of the heart jokes go down when I'm with the baby.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us to talk up your fart book on a show that is pretty much dominated by the incredible yes vote that came through today.
So
gay people fart too, so I'm sure they are excited to hear about your fart book, Zoe. Thank you so much. We'll chat to you again soon. And
there you go.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks, Zoe.
Called No One Likes a Fart, written by Zoe Foster-Blake, illustrated by Adam Nicol, published by Penguin.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across the country.
At the parties all around the country tonight, that tune will be cranked right up.
Oh, will Kylie be getting a workout?
Oh, because I'm going to see Take That tonight, and Danny's up, going to be up on stage. She will definitely pump out a great gay anthem.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if half of showbiz shuts down today. I look around our offices here. There are a lot of young gay people away.
I wanted to let you know that Macklemore has tweeted. He was the kind of man that got caught up in all of this and hopefully helped convince a few people to vote yes. He's tweeted, goosebumps, love wins. And also Magda Szybanski, who was meant to be on our show today, but we've heard she's
dancing in a field.
She said that Dawn French messaged her saying, it's a yes. I'm so happy for you guys. This was a little bit of Magda when the result came in.
What a monumentous morning.
Ladies, ladies, ladies. Oh, what a day. I said love, I said pet, I said please, I said yes.
Yeah. I love that woman. She joins us on the project tonight as well. We're getting you to call us 13 10 60 if you want to share in the joy this afternoon.
Well, let's be honest. You just need to feel the talking, because we haven't been able to do much.
No, I've never, in the whole time I've done this show with you over this year, I've never seen you do a show with a tissue box next to you, and you're barely getting through each break. And I'm not sure if that's going to be helped by Sarah at all, who joins us from Nelson Bay. Sarah,
hello.
How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm so emotional. It's such an amazing day. Oh, so many happy tears. I've got the tissue box here.
Yeah. Now, I was just going to say, Sarah, are you happy for yourself? Are you happy for a friend? Are you just happy for the nation? What's
just
your
everyone.
Connection?
My wife and I actually got married 5 weeks ago, and I turned up to her work today with a bunch of flowers and a big sign saying, round two, are you ready? And it's, Mum and Dad came around this morning and we watched it together, and it's just, we have so much love and support, honestly. My grandparents, I've got a little story, they actually, they proposed on behalf of me when Megan and I, got engaged a year ago, and the video went viral, and we actually, Pa passed away 7 weeks before the wedding, and we lost Nan, 4 weeks before the wedding. So it's been, a massive roller coaster the last few months, and then the wedding was just, I can't even explain that moment when I saw her, and we've been on the biggest high, and then today, it just keeps getting better. Megan just got home from work and walked in and saw me and burst into tears. We're honestly it makes me so emotional. Yeah, it's good.
Hey, Sarah, does round two mean a second set of presents?
A second honeymoon.
That's the best.
Keep telling our fathers, we're like, you guys are up for another wedding, right?
Thanks for sharing your story, Sarah. Beck, how are you going today?
Not too bad.
You're feeling pretty upbeat like the rest of us?
Oh, mate, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I am so proud to be an Australian today.
Beck, how were you feeling this morning before it came through? Were you nervous? Were you excited? Is this exactly what you thought would happen?
Well, I hoped that the country would be like they are, the decision that they made. I thought we have to say yes. Surely everyone has to be, looking for our future, our kids, our grandchildren. And I was like you, Tommy, I was bloody nervous as hell, and I rang my daughter, who's up in, I'm actually in the ACT, woohoo! I rang my daughter, who's up in Queensland, because I knew she'd get me, because I started watching it, and the countdown set me off and I just burst into tears. And I rang my daughter and I just went, she said, are you watching it? I went, yes.
Yes.
And we just, you know, we watched it together and cried together. I'm just so proud.
No, I know. And proud is a big word because I was speaking to one of my friends the other day and I said to him, how are you feeling? And he's a gay man. And he said, I'm actually very scared. He said, it's one thing to think that the Parliament doesn't have the guts to pass this. But he said, but if the people of Australia tell me that I'm not welcome, he said, I don't know how I'm going to feel about living my life because I just assume that the nation supports who I am and who I love. And his desk is empty today. He's not here. He is out partying. But I think that's exactly right. I think there would have been a lot of people that would have felt very differently had this been a no vote.
I also feel like the whole process upset people because it legitimised you being able to say no to other people's choices.
Oh,
do you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
We got to choose whether these people get married. It should never have been the case.
Yeah, I feel absolutely. Like the whole process, even though it's come out with this great result, has been very hurtful.
100%. It was like when my son said to me, so, I don't understand why does this mean that if you choose to get married again, do you need to ask somebody, will you have to ask everyone if you can? And I said, no. And he said, well, then why do these people? And I was like, exactly, mate. It's absolute rubbish.
I had a moment when they were reading out the number of yes votes, because they read the number of yes votes first, and it was like 7 million something, and trying to quickly do the math.
Do the math, yeah. Like, is that a yes or no?
Yeah. And I'm like, hang on, there's 100 million people in Australia. No, wait, there's 1 million. Oh, God.
Well, we're going to keep taking your calls, 13, 10, 60. Call us if you want to be part of the celebration today. The yes vote has come through.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Is it just me, or is that tune a bit more Heckers than I remember?
Oh, it is. I feel like that might have been the remix version. Was it always that? Yeah.
It's doof, weird. Yeah. We've had some real emotional ups and downs today.
It's an appropriate song, though. It's absolutely fabulous, this result.
It's been an amazing day. We've been talking about the yes result. We've been talking about it all show. Just one more little stat for you, because before we get to more calls on 13 10 60, out of the 150 electorates, 133 recorded a yes response.
Right. Wow,
that is overwhelming.
And an incredible effort too from the people that were part of the yes campaign, who went around and tried to encourage, you know, people that may have been undecided or may not have known how to feel, you know, tried to share their stories and help them along, like John, who joins us now. John, you've always been an advocate for issues like this, is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, guys, how are you going?
Good.
Yeah, so I was a soldier, and I fought a lot overseas, and you know, a big part of what we do is protect those people that are downtrodden and, you know, really try and stand up for people where we can. And so aside from that, I have always supported gay marriage. I've got a lot of gay friends that are in and out of the Defence Force. But to be honest, after today, I wasn't feeling that good about it. I sort of felt like it had put in numbers the negative side. And, you know, now people know that 4 out of 10 people don't like me. And that's a lot. A bit like you, Carrie, I was thinking it would be 70% plus. But after just listening to you guys today and hearing about the kids at school and how that's going to be so big for them and their young analytical minds, it's really changed it. Because you know what, if there are 4 people who are against you, there are 5 or 6 that are going to stand up for you now.
John,
and that's exactly what I fought for. That's incredible.
John, firstly, thanks. And you sound like an absolute unit. But I also think there is some, I don't necessarily think it's for against. I think within that number, a lot of those people are just scared. I think a lot of them just want to maintain the status quo. I don't think they're necessary. I think the people that are actually against are such a tiny fraction of that 4. So I actually think in that 4 out of 10, I reckon there's maybe a quarter of a person that's against, and then there's maybe 3.5 that are just unsure and maybe don't want things to change. And then you're right, you've got 6 overwhelmingly in support.
And John, I hope this also changes life perhaps for some of your friends in the Defence Force that haven't felt like they could be open about it too.
Yeah, well, you know, and I hope, I mean, you're right about what you just said. Maybe it is only 1 or 2, but, you know, a lot of people out there are feeling really vulnerable. And, you know, when they've got a statistic that says this number voted against, you know, not so much my freedom, but, you know, my rights, you know, you never know how people are going to take that. But, again, an overwhelming majority of people coming out and supporting, that's just incredible. And I've changed my tune from today. You know, I was sad that we even had to go through this process, but I think it's fantastic now.
Absolutely, John. And hopefully next year when people start getting married and the sky doesn't fall in, those 4 out of 10 will become 0 out of 10. Let's go to Layla, who's 8. She joins us now. Layla, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling happy that everyone has the right to love each other. And I'm really glad, and the rest of my family is really happy too.
Oh, good. Are you going to have a party, Layla?
No, I'm not going to have a party, but we're
going to
celebrate it.
Any excuse for a party. Get Mum to get a cake, I reckon. It's a good day to celebrate, Layla. Thank you so much for joining us. And finally, let's go to Jamie. Jamie, finish us off for this show we've had today. How happy are you?
I am so happy. Guys, like the phone calls have made me so emotional while I'm picking up my daughter, but I am so happy for my best friend. We've been friends for over 15 years, and she has struggled, you know, with... you know, not coming out in high school and then coming out to her family and friends and, you know, really struggled, you know, pretty much her whole life with this, and to know that she can now marry the person that she loves and be able to celebrate every, like I've been able to celebrate my marriage, you know, she can now do that legally in Australia.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful, you know, like she's, I just love her so much, and I'm so happy for all of the people that now have what they should have had.
Absolutely, Jamie. Yeah. You're right. Really, the country has spoken. Now it's up to Turnbull, to our politicians, to make it happen. Listen to the people.
Let's think about that tomorrow. Let's celebrate now and just have a good time.
No, put the pressure on, mate. Don't drop this pressure tomorrow, now. It's not a done
deal. I'm partying,
deal.
Mate. I've cried enough.
Hamish and Andy are next. Have a great afternoon. See you.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.